Down the middle of the field, wide open, got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes, and he's
goes
in!
Right at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh, my goodness!
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20! 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And thanks for spending this portion of your day with us. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're nearing the end of training camp. We're a couple of days away from the next preseason appearance by the Browns. They take on the Detroit Lions Friday night at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Tonight, we're going to give you a look at where things stand as we get a little bit a better handle on how this 2011 Browns team is shaping up. Bernie Kosar will be with us for his and our regular visit, second of the week for the Browns, former quarterback and current analyst on Channel 3's preseason television coverage. We're going to hear from rookie wide receiver Greg Little. He's looking to find a place in this wide open receiving group. Going to talk about that with him and other things. And as a special treat, Ron Wolf, former general manager of the Green Bay Packers. Those great Packer teams that he helped build. He's going to stop by, reflect on his years of working with Browns president Mike Holmgren in Green Bay and those great Packer teams and the history of this guy. Worked with the Oakland Raiders, worked with the New York Jets, worked with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, he's got handprints all over this league and hanging out with the Browns for a few days, watching training camp practices, and great to catch up with a guy like that. Just a font of knowledge. You know you can ask us questions. Ask me questions via our Ask Vic feature on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You just log on to the Browns official Facebook and official Twitter pages and post your questions for me, as Dave did via Facebook. He says, Vic, do you think the offense can move the ball that well consistently, or was what we saw Saturday night the product of facing vanilla defenses? I do think, Dave, the offense can move the ball consistently well. Of course, you have to take into account the fact that the Packers, like any other opponent, were playing, as you put it, a fairly vanilla defense. But the Browns weren't game planning to any greater extent either on either side of the ball. What you're looking for in these games is execution, command, and a sense of comfort on the part of the quarterback, a sense of efficiency and organization and precision on the part of the overall offense. And for the most part, that's what we saw from the Browns Saturday night. So I'm okay with that, and I think you can rest a little bit comfortably that it wasn't a mirage, which maybe some people might assume that's the case, again, when it's the preseason, and we don't know always what we're, quote, really seeing. For more of my takes, please visit my blog on Carucci's Corner at clevelandbrowns.com. We post a poll question every day on the wall of the Browns official Facebook page. Today's poll question: what undrafted free agent has been the most impressive in training camp and why? Our choices are defensive back James Dockery, running back Armond Smith, wide receiver Chris Matthews, or linebacker Brian Smith. Remember, if you can't catch the show, and always also, by the way, tell us why with each of those answers. And we want to remind you, if you can't catch this show on ESPN's 850 WKNR, you go to clevelandbrowns.com and you listen to the live stream. And also, Browns fan, this is extremely cool. You got that, iPhone or Android device, the Browns official mobile app is now available. You download that, and it's free on the iPhone, on the Android, and you can listen to that. The quality is excellent. We were talking about it today out at the training camp practice. All right, we've got Bernie Kosar coming up, the former Browns quarterback, to join us, and he'll give us his takes on where things stand as we fast approach the second preseason game of the summer. Man, is time flying. Stick around. Much more of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans. Your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
These days, everyone has to save more and shop smarter. Everyone's looking for a value. Big Lots offers extreme values on quality name brands. Stop by the new Big Lots at the Pavilion Shopping Center on Chagrin Boulevard. You'll find extreme values throughout the store every day. Think extreme value. Think Big Lots.
It's Axelrod Buick GMC summer event closeout, and everything must go.
Buick Regal, we've got extra truckload 0% for 60 months and no payments till November. We'll beat anyone's price.
Axelrod Buick GMC, treating customers like family since 1970.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
40 westbound, slow west 130th to 71. 40 both directions back in between 77 and Warrensville Center. 271 southbound, slow Cedar Brainerd to Rockside. The Interbelt southbound, slow Dead Man's Curve to 77. And you're going to find East 9th is now closed between Bolivar and Euclid. That is part of the movie filming they're doing. And they're closing Euclid Avenue between East 6th and East 12th on and off for the next couple of weeks. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, attention Browns fans. Browns 2011 single game tickets are on sale now. To purchase yours today, you call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And he makes his second visit of the week for us, his regular visits here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Bernie Kosar. Bernie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vic, good to be with you.
Great to have you here. Hey, Bernie, let's talk first of all about the fact that we are closing in on game number two of the preseason. We've been over pretty much what took place last Saturday night against the Packers, and I don't know if you heard it, I know we had you in the queue here. The first question I answered from the social media from Facebook, where a listener wanted to know about, basically, in summary, what was it that we saw, a mirage or something real in terms of that offense, because the other team's playing that vanilla defense. Now, I think you, as I pointed out, I don't think it's the type of thing that you have to worry that it's not, quote, the real deal, even though you're not game, they're not game planning, but you're not game planning. But what is your takeaway from something like that?
Well, first of all, I want to kind of plagiarize or recite back the words of Coach Shurmur to us before last week's game, when he said it's really important in preseason, especially the first game or two, to not get too excited if you do good, and to not get too disappointed if you don't do good. And that applies also from a team standpoint down to each position. I will say that typically in years past, you would see, especially when I played, the first one, two, three preseason games was incredibly basic, very vanilla type of offense and defense, not wanting to give away much of anything that you're going to do during the regular season. That whole kind of ideology has really transformed itself over the last few years. And teams, and again, I have a big, big fan of Dom Capers, the defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. Teams have changed quite drastically in the last few years in particular. And you see an inordinate amount of blitzing and changing fronts. Likewise, offensively, you see quite a bit of multiple personnel groups, switching of formations, motions, and shifts. And both teams were true to form to that the other night. And that's what I think made the offensive line's performance by the Browns even that much more impressive, because they weren't sure what they were going to get. And Dom Capers tested them with multiple fronts, with multiple personnel groups, and with multiple blitzes. And again, during the telecast the other night and on the show on Monday, again, I like to be positive in my nature anyways. I just thought the way the offensive line, Alex Mack in particular, led the offense was just fantastic.
Courtney, as far as the next test, how it changes kind of from game to game, you just recited beautifully here what the Packers presented in the way of the Dom Capers blitzing scheme. When we think about the Lions, we start with that front, with that big defensive line, with Ndamukong Suh and those other big dudes that are up front, and how physical they are and how aggressive they are, and they basically don't take any caution in their approach to things. How does this work out for the offensive line? I would think this is a dramatically different kind of test than what we saw last Saturday.
Yeah, and actually, you hit it right on the head, Vic. I think you're right on. Last week, it was a test, and I don't want to say it was completely a mental test, because any guys that are able to play in the NFL, even early in the preseason, have incredible physical gifts. But the Green Bay Packers have one way defensively to go at you, and that's with the multiple personnel groups, the multiple fronts, the multiple blitzes, a whole array of different looks to confuse and then attack you, right, attack your offense. The Detroit Lions play pretty much base coverage, and they have some animals up front. They physically come after you. They've got a front four that you could put up there. And now, granted, Nick Farley's hurt, but Ndamukong Suh, they have a front four, a defensive line that physically will challenge any offensive line. So whereas last week you had to really make sure of the mental preparation for it, this could be just basic good man-on-man, old-time physical football this week, to see how now we physically stack up against one of the strongest, toughest, most athletic defensive lines in the league.
Former Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yeah, I think about the, as you said, the physical aspect of it, and how this offensive line, I think, of the Browns has the ability to step up to that challenge. They've got some very big and physical guys there, and athletic guys as well. And it'll be interesting to see. You saw when the Packers went to that two-minute drill that they used and how effective that was against the Browns. I'm thinking the flip side here with kind of that big physical style defense that the Lions play. You wonder if that might be something we'll see Friday night. Is, the Browns have that ability to show some 2 minute. You know that Pat Shurmur and the coaching staff want to see some. This wouldn't be the worst opportunity to do that Friday night.
Yeah, you were very Nostradamus in some of your predictions on the on the Green Bay game, and I concur with you on this. I think if it was a regular season game, this would the way you analyzed it right there. It would be a good offensive game plan, especially for a changeup, to run against this type of defense for sure. And I think being that they are physically a lot of strength within the defensive line, again, the front seven of the Lions, and we tested the first team offense from the Browns in many situations on this past Saturday night. The two-minute drill wasn't one of them. So that being said, probably a really good chance and good opportunity to get out there and just get the mechanics and just get that aspect of the offense in and get not only get it practiced, because we've practiced it quite a bit at training camp, but there's nothing like playing and practicing it in game-type conditions like you get in a real exhibition game.
Bernie, I'm thinking another outstanding test would be for this Browns defense. Matthew Stafford coming back from shoulder surgery, coming back from more physical problems. I mean, that's really been the story of Matthew Stafford since he came into the league. But when he's played, he can be very effective, throw the ball extremely well. My sense is whatever time we see him on the field Friday night will be a very good test for the Browns front and especially for the Browns secondary.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a groupie, but when last year playing at Detroit at Ford Field, I went out early just to watch him throw and catch. I'm a big fan of the way he plays the game. And I think that the Detroit Lions season, so goes the health of Matthew Stafford, so goes the chances of the Detroit Lions making or not making the playoffs. And I'll be out there early again this Friday night because his warm-up routine and the way he could spin the rock and the way he throws it down the field to Calvin Johnson, it's incredibly impressive to watch the way his physical gifts. He's coming off 2 years basically of injuries where he hasn't been able to basically finish the season or play a whole season. It's imperative to the Detroit Lions fans that they figure out a way to keep him healthy through a full season.
Bernie, shifting some gears, you and I talked earlier today about this, and I know your day started on a very sour note like that of other University of Miami alumni, everybody connected with the school, with the story breaking regarding what's going on there. With that controversy and with players and payoffs and such, you're a trustee at UM. Well, give me your take on the situation and how, first of all, how you react to it and how it's being handled.
Well, right before we started the show, I was on the phone with Ken Dorsey, flew up today, and to hear the stuff that's going on, besides incredibly disappointing and frustrating. I think we're getting to a stage, and while we're watching what's happening in Ohio State for the last year, we're seeing today, the last couple days at Miami, I think some of the rules are outdated, and this doesn't at all make it right for what happened at the University of Miami or possibly happened. I just can't fathom how somebody in a Ponzi scheme could take almost $1 billion and steal it from somebody. How somebody could, how that still today happens. And we've been hearing it with the Madoff story. There's been smaller occasions of this type of situation happening where the ethics and judgment of people to just steal people's money to the tune of almost $1 billion. That in itself, I just find incredibly discouraging. And in terms of, you know, how it affected and how it's going to affect the University of Miami, you know, he didn't even go to the University of Miami. And I sometimes think these kids get, not all of them, because some probably had malintentions and didn't go about this the right way. But for someone who didn't even go to the school and you meet them out, and he offers you a chance to go out on boats or to parties, and he's a graduate of the University of South Florida, not even the University of Miami. I just think there's some gray area in there. I'm not sure we should damn and crucify everybody just yet, because I just see white now, and I try to stay close to the program.
Right.
I pride myself on trying to stay close to things that are going on and making sure that things don't go astray like this. And this is one of the only guys that I've heard about in the last couple of days that's doing this. And I just find it a shame that, once again, this is going to take up for the basketball coach is gone. The old athletic director is gone. Most of the current kids and the current coaches didn't have anything to do with it. They may have to pay a price for it. I just think something's not right about that. Mm-hmm. And it's just really a shame.
Bernie, thanks so much as always, and look forward to seeing you when you're in town, of course, for Friday night's game. You're going to be doing the analysis, working with Andrew Catalan on Channel 3's coverage. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing you soon, pal.
I'll be pestering your office tomorrow morning.
And we're looking. The door will be wide open for you. All right, bro.
See you, Vic. Good night.
Bernie Kosar joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coming up, a conversation with rookie Browns wide receiver Greg Little. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
It's a touchdown at Quaker Steak and Lube. Tackle a bucket of our best wings USA sauced your way, or grab our signature inch thick cut onion rings.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
It's dollar stretching deals time at O'Reilly Auto Parts, which means it's a great time to double your buying power with buy one, get one free offers on select quality parts and accessories for your car or truck. Products like Armor All Protective, buy one, get one free. Select O'Reilly branded chemicals like fuel injector cleaner and octane booster, buy one, get one free. Rain-X windshield washer fluid and more, all buy one, get one free. In fact, with these dollar stretching deals and O'Reilly Auto Parts everyday low price, you'll see that putting money into your vehicle means taking less out of your wallet. Shop today and save with the dollar stretching deals only at O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
This season, Lancôme and Macy's invite you to personalize your gift with six of fall's hottest beauty favorites. Choose from your favorite moisturizers, cleansers, makeup, and much more. All yours to take home in the bag of your choice with any $35 purchase at your Lancôme counter. Qualify with new Visionaire, Lancôme's first advanced skin corrector, and discover why one out of two women tempted by a cosmetic procedure decided to postpone it. Don't hesitate. Purchase Visionaire and receive your gift today, only at Macy's.
After months of rumors, arguing, complaining, and headaches, a deal has finally been made. We're ready to start football season. But does getting a deal really have to be so hard, especially when you're buying a new car? At Medina Volkswagen Mazda, it doesn't. When you deal with Medina Volkswagen Mazda, you always come out ahead. Right now, their trade-in values have never been higher. Medina Volkswagen Mazda keeps trade-in simple. They pay more for yours and sell you theirs for less, regardless of your vehicle's age or mileage. Plus, with their Volkswagen and Mazda low price guarantee, you'll always pay less than anywhere else. Football is back, so relax and head out to Medina Volkswagen Mazda to check out their award-winning team of fuel-efficient Volkswagen and Mazdas and see just how easy making a deal can be. Medina Volkswagen Mazda on Pearl Road in Medina, or check them out anytime at MedinaVWMazda.com. It's time to experience the Medina Volkswagen Mazda difference.
Hi, I'm Doug Deacon, and I don't like anything standing in my way of getting me where I'm going. CLE parking is always a big hit with me when I fly. When I'm in a rush, I use the convenient CLE valet service or their outbound taxis to get me on the move. CLE, going places.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with $200 off energy-efficient windows or free triple pane. Plus, you can go long with 0% financing for up to 24 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900 with Universal Windows Direct. You'll be saying, I love my windows. He is a rookie wide receiver for the Browns. He is someone that we're all keeping an eye on to see how he'll factor in a very wide-open receiving core. He is Greg Little. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, man.
So let's talk about this rookie receiver, the whole process of being a rookie on a football team. You know, give our listeners a sense of what that's like. I mean, what are the challenges that go with just being new to this whole NFL environment?
I would start with, you know, just the group that we have. I think that, you know, we're a very cohesive group and guys are, you know, helping each other. With the new offense and different positions, you know, whether it be X or a flanker or a slot, you know, guys are all working together to help, you know, one another.
Is this whole offense, the West Coast and all the elements that go with it, a difficult thing to absorb and to learn and handle and then execute? I mean, it's one thing to sit in the room and go through meetings and read your playbook, but once you're on the field, are there great challenges with all that?
No, I think that's why we practice, and I think one of the things, you know, unique about myself is I came from the West Coast offense, so it's not really, you know, brand new to me, but, you know, it can seem confusing to a defense, you know, various motions and shifts and, you know, different sorts of things like that, but I think, you know, once, you know, you're in it and you're practiced, you know, had a good week's worth of practice and you're on, you know, on game day, I think you'll feel fine.
Having come from the West Coast offense in college, how different is the version that the Browns run?
It's not too far off. It's just, you know, various terminology, you know, differences. But other than that, it's just right on cue. And, you know, I think that was, you know, helped me propel to, you know, get some early reps.
In your first preseason outing, it certainly seemed as if the intention was to get the ball in your hands as much as possible. You got targeted like 5 times in that game, so they were really trying to get you involved. How comfortable were you with that?
Well, I think they did a great job, you know, with trying to work me in and trying to get my feet underneath me. And I think, you know, it was, you know, tremendous that I wanted to come out and just play fast. And that was just, you know, play with the high level intensity. And, you know, I think I accomplished that. But you always want to, you know, critique yourself to do more.
And that was the thing, talking with Mike Holmgren on yesterday's show that we discussed, brought you up, and he said he's had some little chats with you. He said that he definitely sees you as someone who is, you know, when you put the work in and so forth, it can all come together. It sounded like he wanted to make sure he reminded you of what's needed, you know, what a pro needs to do to get the job done well.
Right, and I always want to have, you know, high expectations, because then you have the opportunity to, you know, supersede those expectations, and that's what I want to come out and do. And it's good that to have his support behind me, you know, him, you know, being the president of the Browns, and just him being so hands-on, you know, in practice, but still letting, you know, Coach Shurmur do, you know, what he needs to do, but he'll come over and talk to you and, you know, critique you on a route or on a block or on a different play.
When we look at this receiving corps, Muhammad Massaquai, who's the presumptive number one guy, is coming back from an injury. Not quite there yet, but working his way back. You have Joshua Cribbs, of course. You have Brian Robiskie. And then you look at the rest of what's there. It does seem very competitive. How do you see yourself fitting in?
I just come out and try to prove every day. And that's the mentality that I take. I don't really, you know, look at the depth chart too much and just try to come out on practice and improve each and every day and display it on game day.
Is it more difficult for you where you didn't get to play in college last year at North Carolina on the suspension that were you away from it so long that now that you're back into football and then we had no off-season workouts because of the lockout, has that made it an added burden for you to try to, again, adjust and transition into the NFL?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think I did a great job preparing myself for the day that I eventually stepped back on the football field. And I think I'm doing a tremendous job with, absorbing all the offensive terminology and, my conditioning as well. I think, I'm making strides towards getting better every day.
And you're a guy who played some running back. I mean, in terms of the way you're put together physically, you're a bigger guy. That I can assume gives you some advantages, especially when you're working in traffic and that sort of thing. Is that really where you could see your forte is, dealing with especially the slant routes, the kind of routes that the crossing patterns that are part and parcel to the West Coast offense?
Well, I do want to be a complete receiver, whether that's, intermediate to short to long routes to blocking. I want to put myself in a position where I can do all those things. And if the situation is to, get a first down or, come up, on a third and short, it is about body position. And I do give myself that credit to having that advantage.
When you've had issues, we've seen it on the practice field with, say, dropping the football, is that something where I try to watch you and study you and, you look like a guy who's, okay, you get mad, you think about it. I know two things you always hear from athletes. You got to forget about the bad plays and focus on the next play. But you also, I guess, want to be self-critical and figure out how you improve and deal with that. So what's your process when stuff like that happens?
When I have a play like that, I don't necessarily forget it because I want to make a play to make someone else forget about it. So that's my take on it. And when I do have one of those drops or here and there, I kind of go back and watch the tape and try to think of what I could have done differently as to ensure the catch.
And it's what is it when you do figure out, okay, what I need to do? Is it concentration? People throw that word around like, oh, he's got to concentrate more. But what exactly does that mean?
It's just looking the ball completely in before getting upfield. The game is so fast, and coaches always talking about getting north and south and getting vertical upfield that oftentimes you do lose sight of the ensuring just the catch all the way in. And, it's just a minor thing that guys lose sight of sometimes. And then they're cured in the game.
Greg Little, wide receiver, rookie wide receiver for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The thing I see when I look at you after a catch is a guy who played running back and who certainly was built like a guy who played running back. And seeing you in that preseason game, it showed. I mean, your ability to not only be fast and elusive, but physical. And do you pride yourself on that?
I do. And that's one of the things that, I talk about being a complete wide receiver is having the physicality, having the ability to outrun guys or, run around them or whatever it may be. But, you want to be the complete player.
What's it been like to work with Colt McCoy?
He's a worker. He's always, whether it's on or off the field, he's always talking to guys. If you have this is what you can do, or this is what you should have done, or this is what I'm expecting you to do. And it's just great. It's great to have that type of, leader in the huddle and, out in the field.
What's it like catching the rock from him? I mean, in terms of the way he delivers it, it does have to come out very fast in this offense. Sometimes the pocket moves. This is true with the other quarterbacks as well, but in particular, what about that from Colt?
It's just a very catchable ball. And, some guys, pride themselves on arm strength and always try to, zip it right in, but sometimes it doesn't require that. It often requires sometimes touch and accuracy. And, Colt does a great job with both of those.
Coach Colt, right? Yeah. Hey, but he's got that mentality.
He does.
Like he's coaching and playing quarterback, but that comes with the leadership position. Greg, the other thing is, if you had to kind of characterize what sort of tone or temperament is on this team for a young guy coming into it? How do you feel? There are a lot of young players around, even those who've been here a couple of years. But what do you feel you've come into in terms of this group? Is it like the strong locker room where you know you've got to be accountable and fit in with your teammates? I'm not talking about the coaches, what they preach. That's their job to preach to you. I'm talking about teammates and the tone that's set in that locker room, the Scott Fujitas, the Joe Thomases, mm-hmm. the Colt McCoys, the other Joshua, all these teammates, Brian, others. What do you feel about that in the locker room?
I think it's, you know, it's such a community goal to guys that want to excel that oftentimes they don't have to, you know, be outspoken. It's just an expectation amongst the whole entire team, you know, to, you know, be accountable and, you know, be responsible and things like that. I think, you know, we do such a great job without those guys having to speak up that, you know, it's, you know, it goes without saying.
You face the Lions Friday night. So it's a second outing. What is your expectation from now that you had a chance to really analyze and go through what happened in game one against Green Bay? Give me a sense of what you're seeing from yourself in game two against the Lions.
To just come out and compete and, you know, be smooth in and out of breaks and, you know, smooth in and out of huddle, you know, get to your, you know, your alignment and run the play and just come out and play hard. And I think, you know, that's what coach, you know, wants and expects from all guys.
Do you feel better today this far into camp and the preseason than you did the first day? Do you feel there's been a good progress line for you?
Yeah, I do feel better having that, you know, first game under my belt, knowing what to expect and, you know, knowing how the game is going to go. I feel great, and I just want to come out and improve from last Saturday.
All right, wishing you all the best, and thank you for taking the time.
All right, thanks so much, man.
Greg Little, rookie receiver for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Training camp was a little painful for the Browns today. Both Peyton Hillis and T.J. Ward came down with hamstring injuries, while Eric Steinbach hurt his lower back. Head coach Pat Shurmur doesn't consider any of the injuries to be too serious. Now, Browns gearing up to host the Lions in preseason action Friday night. Shurmur saying today he plans to play the starters for close to the entire first half. Drive will look to find a way to beat those White Sox as the series continues tonight in Chicago. Game time at 8:10. Fausto Carmona takes on Mark Burley. Indians 1-7 against the Sox this season. They've lost 13 of the last 15 meetings between the two teams. The Wahoos start tonight 3 back of the Tigers in the AL Central. By the way, no Jason Kipnis tonight. Still has that soreness in the right side. And while Terrell Pryor tries to get into the NFL supplemental draft, he's also engaged in a media battle against Ohio State. OSU has denied allegations from Pryor's lawyer that the former Buckeye quarterback told the NCAA in May about additional violations he committed while at the school. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, will continue. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
We've been voted festival favorite at the National Buffalo Wing Festival. Visit Quaker Steak and Lube for our best wings USA, sauced your way.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
As proud partners of the Cleveland Indians, BP is excited to give fans the opportunity to get two tickets to a game at Progressive Field. Stop by any participating BP station in the Cleveland area and fuel up with 10 gallons of gas or more to receive a fill-up card with a special code. When you collect five codes, you can enter them online for a password good for two tickets to an Indians game. It's a great opportunity to get out and enjoy all the little things that make baseball in Cleveland so special, like the spectacular views of downtown. And just as the little things make a big difference for Cleveland baseball, BP is focusing on the little things that make a big difference for you too, like offering quality gasoline with Invigorate that helps clean and protect critical engine parts. So hurry and get in the game for your chance to experience Indians baseball in person. It's our little way of saying thanks for being a loyal customer and fan. To learn more, stop by your local BP station today. BP, official fuel provider of the Cleveland Indians.
Open to legal residents 18 and over. Full terms and conditions and redemption details available at participating BP stations in the Cleveland, Ohio metro area or bpindiansbaseball.com. Program scheduled to end on 8/30/11. Tickets and codes available while supplies last. Void where prohibited.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster, a siren or the loud voice of an actual person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice security is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force you get live two-way voice free and just $25 a month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hi, this is Colt McCoy. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And as the quarterback just said, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, and this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Ron Wolf is a former general manager of the Green Bay Packers, a longtime NFL executive. He's been hanging out at Browns camp here in Berea for the last few days, and we welcome him to the show. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Pleasure being here.
It's great to have you at camp. You've spent several days here and obviously reconnecting with Mike Holmgren. The two of you had all those years together and a lot of success in Green Bay. When you are together, and I know you keep in touch a whole lot, but when you're in the same place together, where does the conversation naturally go? I mean, are we within seconds in Green Bay in those conversations or what?
Well, I think essentially we talk a lot about like the philosophy of how you put a team together, things of that nature, how it was when we were in Green Bay. We usually talk about the funny things that happen, how a lot of the mistakes we made involving personnel that probably wouldn't be appropriate on the air to talk about. But, and really and truly, we talk about the good times, you know, the fun of starting the operation together, and it was just the two of us essentially to sink or swim. And we could only look at each other if we failed. We were given that opportunity, which at that time in pro football was hard to believe that they would say, here, it's your operation, you run it. So we could look at each other and say, you know, we did this or we didn't do it. And the only two people we could look at if we failed was each other.
When you look back on those times and about starting a program and the foundation of putting it together, reflect, if you will, on what are the key components to setting up? Because I'm sure, even though, like you said, you were given some leeway that probably most football clubs today wouldn't give those in charge, but you had it. But what were the pillars? What were the basis of the foundation?
Well, with us, I always felt very, very strongly that in order to succeed in professional football, you had to have a quarterback. And unfortunately, when we got to Green Bay, that wasn't the case. So we were able to, you know, work a deal with Atlanta and get Brett Favre. So that piece of the puzzle immediately was put into place. And then from there, we were blessed with an outstanding receiver in the name of Sterling Sharp, who was unfortunately injured very early during our time there, or he would have set standards that even today people would have had a hard time topping. He was just a great, great football player. But other than that, that's kind of it. And then we pieced it together. We were able to add Reggie White, dominant defensive player, and the rest of the things kind of got together after a while.
But there was like a trust or something that the two of you had to have to build upon, right? I mean, you two among yourselves had to establish, okay, we're going to have these pieces, and these are the players that'll do it. But in terms of your philosophy, how did you arrive at that?
Well, our basic philosophy was this, that we had to remember that we're working for the Green Bay Packers. The whole thing was about the Packers. This is what we had a marvelous operation, not unsimilar or dissimilar to what's here right here. Amazing history in professional football, as the Cleveland Browns have an amazing history in professional football.
Right.
And that was the thing. I think we immediately got on the same page that the object was it had to be good for this particular case, the Green Bay Packers, and not point figures when it didn't, or when we were not successful, not make excuses for it, just get it, as a comedian says, get her done. We just had to get her done. And fortunately, with Mike, I did not know Mike that well when I hired, nor did he know me. But what a bright person, great personality. He hired a marvelous staff, and some of the fact that we were able the first year in Green Bay to win 9 games was a miracle.
Really?
With the talent that we had, or that he had.
He used that loosely.
Yeah, he and his staff had to work with. It was incredible.
And, you know, you talk about getting that core piece, of course, being Brett Favre. Talking with John Gruden, who was on that coaching staff, and I guess kind of started out as very much in a functionary capacity with the Packers initially, but he was saying that one of his first duties was to you dispatched him over to the airport to pick up Brett when he arrived from Atlanta in that trade, and he said, and we wrote this together in a book. He said, when I got him, you know, in the back seat, he was looking for, you know, where can I, his first question, where can I go get some fried okra and a beer? And Gruden just said, man, you know, this guy is loose. He says, I just don't, you know, he is loose. And he said, I am thinking to myself, Gruden saying, what are Ron Wolf and Mike Holmgren thinking about with this guy? And that question lasted only as long as when he took him out to the indoor facility, and then had him watch him throw a football. And then he said, oh, okay, that's what you guys had in mind.
Yeah. Very, very special talent. And I think he demonstrated that 20-some years he played in the league. I think it's 20 years he played in the league.
Yeah, yeah.
He demonstrated that ability. I was in the game 41 years. Best player I was ever around was Brett Favre. And it's interesting that I'm not here to toot Brett Favre's
name,
but it's interesting a couple of weeks ago, I happened to be in Alabama, and a guy was telling me that he knew Pat Dye. And Pat Dye was a great coach at Auburn University, won a couple, more than a couple SEC titles. And they asked Pat, who was the greatest player he ever played against or competed against as a head football coach, and just like that, he said Brett Favre.
Wow. Former Packers general manager Ron Wolf joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So talking about Brett and talking about his development from the guy who, as Gruden described, is kind of loose when he first got there, and a guy who you watch those NFL films, documentaries, drove Mike Holmgren crazy on the sidelines with some of the things he more or less ad-libbed and went off the script. But what was the development of Favre like from your perspective? How did you see it come together for him, and what did you feel was needed for him to be the guy that he became?
Well, I think he had that already in place. Number one, Mike Holmgren. One of the real keys to the reason I hired Mike was he went 10-6 with a guy named Mike Morosky with the 49ers, and I figured if he could do that, then he could do a lot of things. But you know, Andy Reid, Steve Mariucci, John Gruden, they were all parts of these things that put Brett Favre together. That's pretty good triumvirate there. I mean, and then you add in Mike Holmgren. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. But the bottom line is the guy had the ability.
Right.
They just had to get it out of him. and they were able to get it out of him. And I think one of the real reasons they were is he has such a love of the game. The thing about Brett Favre is he wants to play the game. He wants to be in the game. He wants to have the ball in his hands at that moment you need to have the ball in your hands. And he has such a great love and respect for the game. And I think all those things you see when you saw him play.
Were you disappointed at all with how it sort of ended for him, or how it did end for him in Green Bay? I mean, I always thought he should have been the Packer lifer, leave as a Packer, and instead, you know, we know what happened, the Jets, and then a couple of years with Minnesota, and a lot of hard feelings left behind.
Yeah, I'm sorry to see that happen. I'm kind of with you there. But, you know, sometimes those things happen. And unfortunately in the game, the way the game is today anyway, you can't, as a member of the front office, you can't control that situation the way you used to be able to control it. So it's unfortunate it ended the way it is. I think, to me, the most unfortunate thing is how his career ended.
Right.
I mean, to be hit the way he was hit and have to go out that way is... It's not indicative of how good he was.
Is he still going to be remembered fondly, you think, by that very loyal Packer fan base? I mean, will there be hard feelings lingering from their end? Because you know that fan base as well as anybody.
Yeah, I don't think there will be. Because when we first got there in Green Bay, it's such a marvelous place because it's like living in a history book. Every time you turn around, you bump into a piece of history in the National Football League. And when we got there, it was generally acknowledged that the best player ever to play for the Packers was Don Hutson, who's just a wonderful player during in a 10-year career with the Packers.
Yep.
And
great
I
receiver.
Think Brett Favre passed him in the minds of those people that would know that.
You know, you operated under a very different set of rules in building a football team in your time with, the Packers, but before then, the Raiders and the Jets. You've been in different places in this league. As you look at the way the league is set up now through this, especially through this latest collective bargaining agreement, where now it's one practice a day in training camp and the various rules of free agency and so forth and dealing with that as well, where players become free agents over X amount of time. And you really can't keep good teams together, good players together. I mean, that's got to be, I would imagine this is, from your standpoint, you got along for the days when, oh man, you know, it was a lot different when we did this.
Yeah, I think you certainly do. But, you know, the nature of the game is now, you lose a third of your team every year. So, I mean, you got a 53-man roster, 17, 18 guys are going every year, and that's pretty tough. The object is today to who are your core players? How do you keep your core players? Obviously, the one way you keep them in free agency is you pay them, and then you cross everything you have, all your fingers, all your toes, that they don't get injured.
Right.
So it's a tough deal. When I got out, I know you had seven rounds in the draft. They still have seven rounds.
Okay,
but you had to get three players that were genuine players. And today, these guys have to get more than that. So there's a lot of pressure on everybody involved in the game. And you know, I really admire the people that are in the game because, you know, there's an affection for it. There's a love for it. You have to have it or you shouldn't be in it. But those guys have a lot of pressure on them now to try to take, you know, a draft and get four legitimate or four or five, hopefully, legitimate NFL players. I'm not talking about guys just to put the uniform on, sit on the edge of the bench. I'm talking about guys that line up and play. It's tough duty now.
When you think back on the people you've scouted and the people that you, I mean, evaluated that you either picked or evaluated that ended up going elsewhere, who in your mind remains as just the most special talent? Anybody that you would say, you know, that years later you look upon as just being, and I want to say you're in awe because well, maybe you could be in awe, but I think you always took a very grounded approach to your job and, you know, it's A, B, and C, they have to fill this criteria. Is there, who charted out as well as anybody you've ever been around?
Well, by the name of Bo Jackson. Yeah. I was with the Raiders when he came to play for the Raiders, and he was a little bit over 6'1". He was 239 pounds.
Yeah.
He's a, for those of you who don't know, he was a Heisman Trophy winner from Auburn. He played Major League Baseball. The most games he ever played in a season in the NFL was 8 games. If he had been able to play 16 games, he would have set standards that no one would ever top at that position. He was that good. He was a legitimate under 4'2", 40 man. We had, when I was with the Raiders, we had 4 players on that team that won Olympic gold medals in the 100 meter. And Bo Jackson could outrun all 4 of those guys.
Wow.
Now, I'm just talking on a football field. I'm not talking about 100 meters, but on a football field in pads. And this might surprise you, but in those days, you would practice with pads on.
Yeah. What are the tenets of evaluating talent? I guess the core things. I know it's different with different positions, but I'm sure you have a short list of qualities that are always floating around in your brain when you're trying to identify whether it's a guy that's already on an NFL club or watching a college player that you need to see to say that this guy's a pro.
That's interesting. I spend a lot of time in the off season now, or in football's off season, in the springtime with the St. Louis Cardinals, and where I live in Florida, and I sit around and talk with the baseball scouts. And it's interesting to hear how they evaluate players. But all this comes down to 3 letters, CHP. So I'm trying to think of what the heck is CHP? Can he play? That's essentially it in their sport, and that's essentially it in this sport.
I'm sitting here thinking character, heart. No, can he play?
Can he play? CHP. The guy gets on the board and draws that up. CHP, that's the most important thing. Can he play?
So really that's never changed.
That hasn't changed.
And it can't change. When you're sitting or standing on the sidelines here in Berea with Mike Holmgren, I know again you're having a lot of your chats and your catch up, this and that, but you're also watching some of the practices and how they're going. Is things like the tempo, the flow, your general observations of how you see this Browns team operate, say on a daily basis over these few days that you've been here?
I think it's the way I kind of like football, because it's quick, it's crisp. There's enough hitting to go on. It's a physical aspect to it, which, you know, to me, the one thing I have such a hard time with, and it's not whether how it used to be when we first, you know, all back in the day, that type of thing, is it's the only major sport where you don't do what you do. You don't practice blocking and tackling. You know, in baseball, they play over 200 games a year. In basketball, in basketball, they play spring games, they have summer games, they got pickup games. I mean, they practice what they do. Now, you know, it's easy to say that you can do these things, but if you don't practice it, I don't know how you can get better at it. So it'll be interesting to see how this all works itself out.
Well, this is great stuff, and I greatly appreciate your time, Ron, and we will talk to you again soon.
Well, thank you very much. Pleasure being here.
Ron Wolf, former Packers general manager, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA Roadside Assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for vinyl replacement windows, siding, and doors. And this month, you'll score with $2,500 off the purchase of vinyl siding. Plus, you can go long with 0% financing for up to 24 months. And you still may be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interests.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Nice to see someone taking pride in her appearance, making sure every hair is in place, looking good. Problem is, that hairspray you're using, it's deodorant. Hey, at least it smells good. Missing something? Like the Wear One, Share One event at Sears Optical. Get two pairs of glasses for $98.99, one for you and one for a friend or family. Add no-line bifocals for only $25 more per pair. Sears Optical. Don't miss a thing. Valid at participating locations. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 9/13/2011.
We should have bought rights to the word craftsmanship before it became so overused. Hired lawyers to protect it and keep it true. Like the true craftsmanship of the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee. With an all-new world-class interior, best-in-class 4x4 capability, and a powerful new 290-horsepower V6. Legally, we may not own the word craftsmanship, but Grand Cherokee continues to own what it stands for. Now get a great deal on the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee at the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram Summer Clearance Event.
Well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4 for $299 a month for 39 months with $3,220 due at lease signing, tax, title, and license extra. Based on automotive new segmentation, call 1-888-925-JEEP for lease details. 25-cent charge for each mile over 32,500 miles. Offer requires dealer contribution and lease to Ally. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 9-6. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Poll question results brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. What undrafted free agent has been the most impressive in training camp? The choices: James Dockery, Armon Smith, Chris Matthews, Brian Smith. Overwhelmingly, you voted for James Dockery, and he has been impressive out there. Just want to thank Bernie Kosar, Greg Little, Ron Wolf, Jameer Howerton, Kristen Ribelli, and my K&R guys, Dave DiNatale and Will Burge. Had so much fun. We'll do this again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.